KSL News Time, 6:19, and let's take a look at your afternoon drive. What's going on, Ricky?
Well, we have a report of a crash with injuries in the Murray area on 9th East, approximately 6500 South. That may involve a motorcycle, so watch for crews on the scene there. If you're still traveling southbound on I-15, good speeds have returned from downtown to 3300 South, but still heavy and slow from 33rd to 90th, and then again between 114th South to Bangor and Draper. I-215 South Belt going westbound, still seeing slowdowns from State over to Redwood. Len Thomas?
Oh, Ricky, on that transition ramp from eastbound I-80 to the 215 East Belt, well, it's loosening up now, looking a lot better. A little bit of slowing there, but otherwise, on the major surface streets on the south end of the valley, 90th South on down to about 123rd South, those are still very tight from I-15 to Redwood Road in both directions on most of those streets. And then over the point of the mountain into Utah County on southbound I-15, this is cleared up nicely. Just one patch of slowing Thanksgiving Point on to 1500 North and Lehigh. Mark?
You're still dealing with a few delays up north, including northbound I-15, 6 north to the north interchange. Worst of the delays coming Farmington Highway 89 Lagoon and spots up to Layton Hills Mall. Worst of that stretch approaching Shepherd Lane, Highway 89, still with the overflow delays up at the Fruit Heights. Make more room for relaxing, entertaining, and more with a low-rate home loan from Mountain America. Learn more and apply at macu.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.